It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Greetings to you and welcome to our show. So glad you could join us. On today's show, our guest is Dr. Sheeta Somm. Dr. Somm is a board-certified family practice and geriatric physician with her own practice for 14 years. She sees patients of all ages and speaks Farsi, Persian, and Spanish as well as English and specializes in family medicine. It's a very impressive resume. We're glad to grab you for a few minutes today. Welcome, Dr. Somm.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. We're going to talk today about vitamins and supplements, and it's a subject that touches every single one of us. There's so much hype in the marketplace about what we really need on a daily basis to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Now, my father is a retired GP, and he says that all you really need on a daily basis, if you're a healthy adult, is a daily multivitamin and some calcium, maybe, if you're a woman over 40. Would you agree, or would you steer us in a different direction?
Unfortunately, I should reject that. The problem is that when your father was practicing was a time that we didn't have this much pollution and hormones and preservatives on everything.
Yeah.
And now these days, you look at everything as have even vegetables, simple fruits and vegetables. We have so much preservatives and hormones in junk on it and fumes off the cars that is causing, that reduce the vitamin and the benefit. People come and tell me that I buy my stuff from organic store. Honestly, I'm not trusting even those.
Really?
So I use vitamins and supplements with a diet and nutrition on every disease I diagnose.
Because the best way to get vitamins into your system is through the foods we eat and not the pills we take. But if we can't get it through our foods, then we must try other methods.
Exactly. Let me tell you, we know vitamins are the substances which are needed for your body in order to function, and unfortunately we can't get it, is not produced in our body, so we have to bring it from outside sources. And all vegetables and fruits have vitamins, but I don't trust it. That's my problem. So the best way is going to be natural way. But the vitamins that I have, for example, in my office, I do have organic vitamins.
Okay.
That my patients, I do, and I measure the vitamin level, see if they have any shortage of any vitamins, and based on that, and based on what disease they have, based on what complaint they have, then we ask for the supplements.
Okay. And how do you do these tests to determine what a person might need?
It is a blood test, because I'm into natural. In my practice, I'm into combination of the alternative medicine with the conventional medicine. I do both kind of practice.
Great.
So usually I measure the hormones, the vitamins, because I do natural hormone also. That's the thing I said. Usually we measure the vitamins. There is a lab that they measure the amount of the supplements or vitamins. They send me a whole analysis of what is going on, what is the shortage.
Okay.
Also, I listen to the complaint of the patient. It's helping me so much. If they are fatigue, out of energy, if they have the chance of increasing the colon cancer. So I can give you some examples. Imagine folic acid. Everybody here that they have to say folic acid is good, is preventing of the any risk of the birth defect.
Right.
But also is very good for chance of the colon, is decreasing the chance of colon cancer.
It's so folic acid you would recommend for somebody with problems like this?
Oh, definitely. For the heart disease.
It's
one of the B vitamins.
Yes.
So if somebody, I see there's a risk factors for the heart disease, anything, I measure usually homocysteine level.
Okay.
Homocysteine is the amino acid which is increasing in the body as you have increasing the chance of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best measurement for me to understand what is a risk factor.
Right.
And then if somebody has an elevated of the homocysteine, I give them combination of the B6, B12, and folic acid. It's a remedy that I make for them, and definitely it's reducing the chance.
The Bs are becoming very, very important to a lot more people. Also, vitamin D. Why is it so important to our bodies to get enough, whether from the sun or from vitamins?
Oh, exactly. We're talking about vitamin D. All these years, we thought vitamin D is going to be absorbed by having the sun exposure. But recently we discovered, even in Southern California, with so much sunshine that we have, we don't have enough vitamin. We see tons of deficiency.
Sure.
All these years we knew about calcium deficiency and the osteoporosis that we see on older people. But after measuring vitamin D on the different forms, we find out, wait a minute, vitamin deficiency is so much, is part of the protocol of any blood test. For for the geriatrics, we measure that, and then we give the supplement. But
what happens to our bodies if we don't have enough vitamin D?
The calcium absorption goes down.
Okay.
So definitely calcium absorption goes down, and then shortage of the calcium is having a lot of complication. You know, calcium is not just for the bone density.
I thought there were other features to vitamin D that didn't involve calcium in and of, you know, apart from calcium absorption.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What is it?
Oh, I just thought there might be other benefits of vitamin D other than the fact that it helps us absorb calcium.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's not just for the bones. We are talking about the teeth. We mm-hmm. are talking about prevention of the, if you're taking too much, of course, it's going to have a complication.
Sure.
Or shortage of that. I use that for the PMS symptoms. I use that for hypertension patients.
Right.
I use on many aspects. So combination of the vitamins are usually, it depends on what patients have.
Mm-hmm. Now, for years and years, I suffered from canker sores, and it was awful because, you know, I'm in radio, and it was affecting my work. It was very, very painful to speak. No doctors could suggest anything other than to take lysine after I got them. So on my own, because this was a big problem for me, I discovered if I took a combination of lysine and CoQ10 on a daily basis, it prevents completely canker sores. I don't get them at all anymore.
Oh, you don't get it at all?
Not at all.
Definitely is decreasing the chance. CoQ10, you know, is not just because of the vascular. It has so many benefits. And one of them, I usually do combination of the lysine. Lysine is decreasing the chance of herpes overall. Uh-huh. Doesn't matter, genital herpes or oral herpes.
Right.
Canker sores, oral herpes, even for that. So lysine has benefit on that. But combine that, CoQ10 and zinc.
Oh, zinc too. Okay.
Zinc is amazing for any aftas or any ulceration on the mouth or for mucous membrane also.
So if people are having those problems, again, lysine, CoQ10, and zinc might be the answer for you.
Definitely.
We like to give people, concrete things on this show that they can do if they're having some of these ailments. What is new on the horizon for vitamin and supplements? Is vitamin therapy the new big thing?
It is always was. In my over 14 years that I'm practicing, I'm part of Anti-Aging Society, and I'm doing a lot of vitamin therapy combined with everything. But now is a big talk about this. You look at it, listen to radio, internet, TV, everywhere you go, they're talking about vitamins. My problem with the vitamins at this day is that everybody say these supplements are organic or this one is natural. My talk to patients is usually I recommend the patients that definitely you want to have a supplement. Take your medication, whatever you are taking to your doctor. Make sure they review what you are taking. Mm-hmm. Because many times that can be against you versus having harm for you, I mean, versus benefit for you. Depends on what is going on. An older patient, for example, I give B12 definitely, but B12 is not absorbed enough by mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I give out the injection.
Okay. And how often do you need to do the injections?
Injection, if they have osteoporosis, I don't give that common. Usually I give start with once a week. After 3-4 weeks, I go every 2 weeks, and then eventually I go once a month.
Okay.
It's going to do the work.
That's
it's
great.
It's good for the B12 memory, for the neuralgia problem, for the neurology ataxia, for the fall that they continue doing. Many older patients, unfortunately, end up with a fall and with the fracture of the hip.
Mm-hmm.
I use, for example, on the PMS patients, on the younger people, definitely doesn't matter if it's over 35, start taking calcium. But I use calcium for the PMS treatment for any age,
mm-hmm.
20
okay.
years old,
okay.
fibrocystic breast.
Understandable, because you do see patients of all ages. Now, you see, for your child patients, all these gummy vitamins in the stores, but aren't they pumped full of artificial dyes that can be harmful?
I mean, it is not. It's sugar-free. If you read on that, it's sugar-free.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
also, it's hard to give vitamins, because if you try liquid vitamin, it doesn't taste that pleasant for the kids. So
right.
if you come as a gummy bear...
Yeah.
And it's going to be at least better than nothing and helpful for
okay,
that.
Okay, so go for the gummy bears.
I love that. I my own kids.
And what about for the older patients? How about liquid supplements such as Ensure or those who are immune compromised?
For immunocompromised, if you don't have, unfortunately, as you get older or you have any sickness, you decrease the appetite.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And so not having eating on top of that, Ensure has enough supplements as a high fiber, which is high for fiber is definitely suggested to all the patients, regardless of the age, and the grains. So it has a high fiber and then give you supplements, but it depends on what is going on. Sometimes I give extra supplements on top of that. It's not going to be enough.
Okay, I understand.
It is not something to say, okay, I'm just giving insurance good enough.
What is the difference between vitamins and supplements, and why do you think some people might say that vitamins don't do any good, but supplements might? Oh, and I'm sorry, we have 60 seconds, so if you could answer quickly.
Sure, let me go fast. Vitamins, we are talking about vitamin A, B, D, E, K, C, and supplements, we are talking about calcium.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to stop you there in the middle of a question. I'm sorry. We've been speaking with Dr. Somm. Thank you so much. I'm Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Stay tuned for much more ahead.